Hello, Chickadee, and welcome to the Earth Realm Podcast, where we endeavor to reconnect with our soul and integrate the truths of life, Mother Earth, Spirit, and the universe. My name is Ray, and I'm a medicine woman and the author of the Human Experience series, and it is together that we work to build a thriving life and home here on Mother Earth. As always, be sure to check out the description box for any relevant links. This episode, we're going to take a look at connecting with the spirit guide who is coming forward for the year 2023. The year 2023 brings us new energy. It brings us new opportunities, new choices, and it is a continuation of the life that we are living. It is also influenced by unseen forces, unknown plans, intentions, and desires, and it is because of this influence that we are not only supported, but we can tap into those different layers of information so that as we navigate and live our life, we can do it at a higher caliber, a higher level of understanding, a higher level of proficiency, and therefore we are more effective in creating, maintaining, and perpetuating a life that is in alignment with what we desire, what we feel passionate about. One of the tools that we can use is the gift of our spirit guides. In a world that is designed by love, in a world where we are loved unconditionally by creation, we are provided a plethora of tools, options, and support systems. We are cradled within Mother Earth. We are cradled by energy, by creation, by spirit, and more specifically and more directly, we are cradled by our spirit guides. These are souls, these are beings, even ancestors, who have taken a moment in existence, in eternity, to be with us. They are here with us by our side, guiding us and supporting us, and at all times loving and respecting us. The reason I bring up this love and respect of our spirit guides is to help explain how important it is that we call in our spirit guides. Because one of the areas of respect is to respect our boundaries. When we are loved unconditionally, it means that we are wanted, we are accepted and embraced just as we are in this moment and for all moments of time. It means that our spirit guides set aside what they think is best for us and respect that boundary of free will. If we do not call in our spirit guides, no matter how much they love us, no matter how much they want to step in and help us, they are going to honor that boundary. So by calling in our spirit guides, we call in and give permission to them to influence our life. We acknowledge that we are handing over that level of influence and power to our spirit guides when we invite them in. Our spirit guides are a part of creation just as we are and therefore can be imperfect. But it is always done with love. It is always done with higher knowledge than we possess. And therefore, their presence in our life, especially when we take the time to build a relationship with them, it helps us in our life. It nurtures us, guides us. It is one of the blessings that we receive in a world of love. As I said, we have many, many spirit guides. Some of them are connected with our ancestry. The body that we are in is not a mistake. It connects us on a more deeper and profound level. Therefore, we join a family. Even if some of the souls that we encounter have already passed on, they can come back as ancestors and guides as we live our life. We also have spirit guides who are our guardian angel. We have spirit guides that are animals, such as the animal totems. We have spirit guides that are in our life because they resonate with our personality. or are in our life to guide us in spiritual development or in the development of a relationship. We have temporary spirit guides who come in to give us a message or help us through a particular journey or experience because that particular spirit guide has experience in navigating a relationship or going through a certain situation or in a certain place in the world. We also have spirit guides who are mystical creatures. Those are the unicorns, fairies, mermaids, dragons. We have spirit guides of different dimensions, such as the Palladians of the fifth dimension or the Sirians of the sixth dimension. I think one of the things that we can be oblivious to as we are busy living our life here on Earth is just how interconnected we are with all of creation. For us as humans, we are so focused on life here on Earth that even when we do look up into the sky and see the stars, what we are able to perceive and comprehend is less than what the rest of creation around us perceives. It is through this bond and connection that souls and beings from other realms, other planets, dimensions, even generations past in ancestry, there is a connection. And when they are existing in that etheric spiritual sense, they're tapping into an understanding of creation that we have, as human beings, are disconnected from. It is an understanding of cycles lasting 26,000 years, of goals and desires that we as part of creation would like to manifest and achieve. It is through knowledge of different dimensions, different realities, even magic, things that we as human beings might not be completely aware of or might not even relate to life here on Earth at this time. Our spirit guides act as this bridge between our human life and all of the dreams that we had coming into this human life that we wanted to fulfill and a connection with the bigger picture that is creation. It is guidance and support, even when there are times in life when we can feel alone. It doesn't mean that we are. It doesn't mean that we are left alone to make this journey. Instead, we are forever cradled within the loving embrace of creation. Our spirit guides are our family. This concept and this application of spirit guides is based on personal preference. Some people call in their spirit guides every single day. They have conversations, ask questions. Other people call in their spirit guides through particular situations. This bond and relationship is based on personal preference and desire. It is also shaped by the personality that is your spirit guide, as well as yourself. If you are a night person or a day person, communicating to your spirit guides the best times to channel or to send the answers to prayers or to send the inspiration or the guidance at what time is best helps us to create a relationship where when we do receive that inspiration, it's not when we've quieted our mind and we're getting ready to go to sleep, because then we feel compelled to get up and jot down that inspiration rather than going to sleep, which was the aim. Instead, if we communicate, we can build a relationship where guidance comes in at times when we're awake enough or have a moment of time in our life to jot down that idea or to flush it out. But that is this relationship. It is choosing to apply this understanding of spirit guide, whether it be an angel, an ancestor, an animal, or a mystical creature, to apply this idea to the way that we live our life. Slowing down before our meal to express gratitude. Every morning, calling in our spirit guides to navigate the day. Or maybe it is intentionally taking time to meditate at certain points throughout the week so that we are available with our mind quieted so that that inspiration may come in. Choosing to develop a bond and a relationship with our family, with our spirit guides, shapes the way we live our life, the way we see it and experience it. When we understand that we are supported and guided by our spirit guides, we feel less alone. We also feel empowered because we know that to find the answers or to be successful in a project doesn't rely solely on what we as human beings can conceive of or manage, but is supported and nurtured by our spirit guides who are there to support us. The more we develop this relationship, the more specific we can get with which spirit guide we're talking to, or how the information comes in, or when it comes in. I have a friend of mine who sat down with her spirit guides and let them know that the ringing sensation in her ears, the sound of ringing bells, was annoying to her. So to get her attention, they worked on having her spirit guides get her attention in a different manner, and instead to have more flickering lights going on around her. And that got her attention in a much more peaceful manner than having ringing in her ears. One of my teachers many years ago, she taught me to communicate to my spirit guides at what hours of the day I was available, in what situations. That way, insight wasn't coming in the middle of a phone call conversation or in the middle of my sleep. Communicating to your spirit guides how they can more effectively work with you, provide you insight and guidance, is that continual relationship that we are building with a member of our family and with creation itself. It is from this bond with our spirit guides that we are choosing how we shape and create our life, what sort of environment, what sort of support team we have. We also have in the year 2023 a new spirit guide coming forward to act as our chaperone as things unfold in the year 2023. In my yearly forecast, my spirit guide shared with me that this coming year is bringing about discoveries of new information, whether it be on the grander scale, an archaeological discovery, or on a more minor personal scale, such as the discovery of a new concept, book, tool, or system that we as human beings and as individuals might be uncovering. Like most tools, it is not the tool itself that determines whether or not it is healthy, but rather it is our approach, how we utilize the tool, that determines how healthy, how productive, and helpful it is. Therefore, we're having an additional spirit guide come in for the year 2023 to help us, to coach us in the new knowledge that we are going to be exposed to. Therefore, I'd like to lead you through a guided meditation in connecting with this particular spirit guide to see what comes through, so that you might meet the spirit guide who is entering into your inner circle for the year 2023. To begin, I'd like you to find a quiet and comfortable place to sit or lay down, to bring your body to a state of comfort. I'd also like you to close your eyes, to quiet the noise in your environment around you, whether it is audio, silencing your phone, or visual, turning off the lights even, lighting a candle, however you would like to approach this experience. It can be as simple as finding a quiet place, or as complex as a ceremony, in a sense, lighting some sage or lighting a candle, grabbing a crystal, however you want to approach this experience of meeting one of your spirit guides. Once you're settled, I'd like you to close your eyes and begin by taking 3 deep breaths with me as we begin in and out. Breathing in, really expand your lungs, and out, push with your diaphragm. One more time in and out. Draw your awareness to your body and see if there is any residual tension that you might be feeling. If you need to, you can clench your muscles and then release them, releasing that tension, bringing peace and contentment to your body. As we do this guided meditation, I ask that you breathe deeply. Breathing deeply helps to pull in clear new energy into your body and expel the stagnation, to expel even toxins from your body. Breathing deeply also helps you to ground into your body, to ground into this moment, to be here for this experience. As you're breathing deeply, I'd like you to call in your current spirit guides to guide you, to support you, and to protect you. Whenever we do anything, whether it is the simple act of a day or delving into something spiritual, calling in our spirit guides to guide and support us helps us to navigate the experience joyfully, feeling safe, as well as bring about the most benevolent outcome. Having called in your spirit guides, I'd like you to draw your awareness to the bottoms of your feet. Pull a single strand of energy from the bottom of your foot down through the layers of Mother Earth and anchor yourself in with the iron crystal core of Mother Earth. This is the home of Mother Gaia's consciousness. It is the home of her wisdom, the home of her love, and it is also the home of her connection with life, with all of the plants and the animals and the beings of Mother Earth. By anchoring into Mother Earth, we ground ourselves into our body, into this moment, and we also bring about this level of safety and care as we continue to navigate. For Mother Earth will act as a guide for us, providing the knowledge that she possesses, as well as the love that she has for us. She too is family. Taking another deep breath, allow this moment to merely exist. Before we begin this journey to discover a new spirit guide, settle within your environment. Breathe deeply and just enjoy this moment. Enjoy the gift of breathing. Enjoy the spiritual connection. Really focus on the movement of your body as you breathe deeply. And when you are ready, I would like you to set an intention. An intention is a statement, a desire of your heart that helps to shape what is manifested, what is created. It is these heartfelt intentions that shape our choices, our dreams, what we visualize as being possible in our life. An intention is a very powerful and magical thing. We are going to set the intention of meeting our spirit guide coming in for the year 2023. We are going to set the intention that we are going to be open. We are going to be open to whoever that spirit guide might be. And lastly, we're going to set the intention of believing. Believing it is possible for us to connect with this knowledge. The gift of intuition is a skill as much as a gift. It is something we learn to develop and connect with. And part of that connection and development is in believing. Believing that the information coming to us is true and not just a figment of our imagination. We are setting that intention of believing. We are going to embrace this experience, embrace this moment, and embrace whatever comes through, however the information and whatever information is going to come through. With these intentions set, we are going to breathe deeply into our body the energy for the year 2023 by immersing ourselves in this environment, both externally and internally, sets the stage for connecting with the spirit guide. So taking that nice deep breath in and out. Invite that year 2023 into your body and help expel out any of that hesitation, any of those doubts. And another deep breath in and out. I'd like you to open up your senses. This could be sound, sight, even touch or knowing. There are different ways that our intuition speaks to us, and we are opening up the door to truth, to the truth of who our spirit guide is for the year 2023. And as you are listening, open up and call out to this spirit guide. Call out to them and say, welcome. Welcome, you are wanted here. And as you give this space and time to your spirit guides, open up to what comes forward. And as you give this space and time to your spirit guides, tell me, where are you? What are you sensing? Is it a sound? Is it an image within your mind? What information is coming forward to tell you about the environment of this spirit guide? Where do they reside? Where is their home? Sitting here, we have set the intention for this information to come forward. Whatever has first come into your mind, whether it is a sound, a word, or an image, this is the home of your spirit guide for the year 2023. Take a moment to get accustomed to this environment, to settle within just as you settled within your body in this moment. And we're going to do that by breathing deeply, anchoring ourselves into this environment that is the home of your spirit guide. When you are ready, I'd like you to seek out your spirit guide. Maybe your spirit guide is adventurous and comes to you. Or maybe your spirit guide is shy and you must go to it. Allow that openness, for this is your intuition. This is a part of your soul, your power, to become open to who your spirit guide is for the year 2023. Greet your spirit guide. Say hello. Take a moment to create a bond by talking to your spirit guide. Maybe you offer a hand to hold or to pet. Maybe you talk about how happy you are to meet your spirit guide. And when you are ready, invite your spirit guide to join you and to join your other spirit guides for the year 2023. And with that invitation, it is time to return to your home. We'll do this with a few deep breaths in and out. In and out. Draw your awareness to your body, to how it is feeling, to your lungs, and how they expand and contract as you breathe. Draw your awareness to the environment around you. And when you are ready, open your eyes. This guided meditation is meant to introduce you to the spirit guide coming forward for the year 2023, who will act as your guide and chaperone as you discover new things. Because this is a relationship, it is based on your desire of what type of relationship you want. Moving forward into the year 2023, call on this spirit guide to help you in navigating new experiences and in navigating the changes that will happen throughout the course of the year. Also, remember to call in your other spirit guides, to call them all in to influence, guide, and support you, to open your arms wide to receive the unconditional love, acceptance, support, and respect that they have for you. To remember that you are wanted, you are loved. Thank you, Chickadee, for taking this journey with me through our guided meditation for our spirit guide of 2023. If you're interested in some of my other meditations, there'll be a link in the description box. Or if you're just interested in learning more about me and about my work, there's also a link to my website, raymedicinewoman.com, in the description box below. Welcome to the year 2023, Chickadee. Many blessings. This is Ray.